Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to, does anybody want to grab the door? But maybe leave it a little cracked for the people that are tardy. Then they don't feel so guilty about opening it. Maybe not. Welcome to the commercial session this afternoon. I hope you guys have been having a great time at the conference this year. It's one of my favorite conferences to go to every year. Anyway, I just want to say before I get started, and it's a shade personal, but I've been having some medical issues. I've been in a lot of the operating room with my head, and so I apologize in advance. I have it's a memories issues, and so sometimes I can't grab my words right and things, and so sometimes I'm not speaking as fluently as I normally would. So I want to apologize in advance if when I'm introducing people or if I forget something that I'm not trying to be rude by any means. So I'd like to introduce Dr.
Agahara.
Yeah. And he is from the Gulf Coast Research and Education Center, and he will be speaking about hops, yeah. Which there were a few people that were very excited about that. I just want to tell you before you walked in. Did any other speakers come in just now? Okay, good. Which one are you?
Artichokes.
Artichokes. Okay, perfect. All right, so
okay,
welcome, enjoy, and you can take a few extra minutes. Don't feel like you have to stay right at the 15.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Shinsuke Agahara. I'm a plant physiologist from University of Florida. So I'm talking about hops in Florida, and I think everybody likes this crop. So this is the reason why we grow this crop. The picture on the right-hand side that everybody likes to drink. And I think you know that the crappie industry has been growing so fast that now it accounts for more than 10% of the entire U.S. beer industry by volume. So that's a huge percentage now. In Florida, we have a lot of brewers. We had 45 in 2011. Now we have more than 200 in 2018. And craft beer production, it was 5.4 mg. This is million gallons. It's a lot of beer people are drinking, and it's more than 40 million gallons now in 2018. And it has huge economic impact. It's more than $3 billion. This is the impact in Florida alone. So it's a huge economic impact, and there are many brewers who want locally produced hops. And there's a competition among brewers, too. So they want to make more special beer, and they want local hops for that. And because of the increasing popularity for craft beers, the production has been also increasing. You can see the production was pretty consistent from year 1998 to 2006, but after that it started to increase, and it increased from 60 million pounds to 100 million pounds. And the price also went up. The hops used to be not very profitable. The price remained around $2 for many, many years, but it started to go up in 2006, and now it became three times of what it was before 2006. It's $6 from $2, so it's a big jump. And we don't know if this trend is going to continue. I'm seeing more and more articles that the price might be maximizing now, but at least the price is good, and we have a strong demand in Florida for locally produced hops. And this slide shows where hops are grown. You can see on the left, Washington is the number one producer. Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, they produce more than 90-95% of hops produced in the U.S. But you can also see on the right-hand side, there are many small productions now, and that's because of the increasing popularity for craft beer. But you can also see that most of production are located in a latitude between 38 and 51 degrees, because that's where the climate is optimal. That's where we have the right day length, and day length is really critical. I'm going to talk about that soon. But you can see Florida is way below the optimal production zone, so we have a lot of challenges because of the climate. And so this slide shows day length in two locations. Blue line is Yakima, Washington. This is where the hops are grown. And the green line is the Tampa, Florida. And 15 hours is the critical day length. More than 15 hours will stimulate vegetative growth. Less than 15 hours can trigger flowering. The production season in Yakima starts in May. So you can see from May until the end of July, day length is more than 15 hours. So keeping the plants only for vegetative growth, so plants can maximize the vine growth, which is very important for flower production. And then in August, day length becomes less than 15 hours. So all the vines they produce between May and July, they can initiate flower production. So this way, flowering is synchronized. They have enough vegetative growth to produce high yields of hop cones. But in Tampa, you can see day length never become 15 hours. Actually, it's below 14 hours. So what's going to happen if you grow hops in Florida under natural day length environment? They start to produce hops when plants are very immature. So that, I'm going to talk about that too. So the main objective of this study is to develop production guidelines for hop production in Florida, and looking at cultivar, plant material, nitrogen fertilization, plant spacing, and photoperiod extension by LED light. Okay, so we started this project in 2016 April. So we built a kind of commercial, the hop trellis that typically used in in a major production area. And the pictures on the right-hand side, this is a couple of months ago. So the project went well, but we had a lot of issues. So I will go through that. So in 2016, the first year, we used rhizomes as plant material. We tested two varieties, Cascade and Chinook. And we planted two rhizomes per hill. And the experiment was from April 8th, that's when we put the plants in the field, until August 16th, 130 days. The treatments we tested are three different plant spacing, 76, 91, and 107 centimeters, and which is 2051, 2392, and 2871 hills per hectare, which is in the range of the commercial planting density. Nitrogen rates we tested are 112 and 149 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And I also put on the right-hand side 0.84 and 1.12 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per day, because this is how we apply nitrogen in Florida. We use the daily basis rate. And so the fertilizer was also applied daily basis, or like twice a week schedule. And the experiment design was pre-plat design, main plat was plant spacing, and for replication. So this picture shows how plants grew. So plants grew actually pretty well between up to the beginning of June. And the growth was fast, but then that's when we started to see plants are slowing down the growth. And between mid-June until the end of the experiments, there was no more height growth. The maximum height growth we got was about 10 feet or 300 centimeters, which is only halfway of the trellis. And that was because, actually starting in June, plants were already setting hop cones. The flowering was already initiated. And the pictures of Cascade and Chinook, you can see a difference between these two cultivars. Not much difference in height, but you can see Cascade is much bushier, thick vines. So the figure on the left-hand side is showing the plant height of two varieties. You can see no difference at all. The figure on the right-hand side is showing number of vines per hill, and Cascade is producing almost more than double number of vines per hill. That's why on the photo it looks much more bushy. And that was what's important for the yield. The yield of Cascade was much, much higher than Chinook, and again, that's because they were able to produce more vines, although height growth was limited. And this is the yield response to plant spacing. We got a 31% yield increase by using narrow plant spacing, 76 centimeter compared to 107 centimeter. And this is the yield response to nitrogen rate, we got 39% yield increase by using a higher nitrogen rate. The problems we found in the first season is all because of insufficient day length flowering at mature growth stages. The yield was low. It was less than 120 kilograms. This is the dry weight per hectare. And the commercial yield is 2,000 kilograms per hectare. But this is the first season yield. The commercial yield, 2,000 kilogram hectare, this is the yield when the hop yard is fully established. It takes 4 or 5 years to establish the hop yard until you have the full production. So the yield is going to be small no matter what, but 120 kilogram, this is extremely small. And we had to do a hand picking over 2 months. We did 10 harvests, which was so labor intensive. And we also found virus infection in the rhizomes. We got the plant material from Washington State from commercial growers, but we found that rhizomes were infected with virus. It was apple mosaic virus, and later on we found that this virus is so common that it's very difficult to get clean plant material. We also found opportunities. We can harvest in June, way before commercial production areas. We can also do 2 crops a year. So we can do spring season and fall season. If you plant at the right time, you can harvest in June, and then you can do the second season, you can harvest in November. So in 2018, we decided to destroy all the plants we put in the field, and we deplanted using tissue culture plants that we know they are going to be virus-free. And we put 2 plants per hill, and the experiment was from March 5th until June 25th this year, which was 112 days. Treatments we tested, plant spacing is same as the previous experiment that I showed. Nitrogen rate, we increased the number of treatments. So instead of just testing 2 rates, we tested 4 different programs. And each program, we increased the rate over time. And applying between 36 kilogram up to 127 kilogram. And these experiments, we use only cascade because Chinook did not have high yield at all, so we just focused on cascade and increased the number of treatments. We also installed LED light in a hop yard, so we hang LED light every 9 feet, and we used the lights from Philips. It was Philips flowering lamps, and we did a 5 to 6 hours daylight extension, so the lights were on around 5:30 until 11:30. And we created about 17 hours of day length. And the figure on the left bottom corner, it shows the light spectrum of the LED light we use. It depends on where you measure the light spectrum. If you measure it close to the lamp, you get a little bit different spectrum. But when you measure farther than 3 feet from the lamp, this is the light spectrum we can get. 70% was the red light, and then the remaining was between blue and orange. And this is how plants grew in 2018. So now you can see it in May, they reached almost to the top, and then by the time we harvested in June, all the plants reached the top of the trellis. So it was a big difference from the previous experiment. And this is the table showing the height growth. You can see that the plants kept growing, and then by 72 days after planting, most of them reached the top. And by using wider spacing, we saw height increase by 7%. So although the plants, if you see this photo, we still have gap between plants, and it didn't look like there should be any competition above ground, but there might be already competition in the soil, so we could see difference in height growth by different plant spacing. And when we increase the nitrogen rate, we saw some increasing trend, but it was not statistically different. And it's not only the height, but also branching is very, very important. What number of vines per twine, and then also the branches going on from each vine. So we also counted number of lateral, number of vines from each plant. And this is the data. Vine number here, there was increasing trend by using wider spacing, but it was not statistically significant. Same for nitrogen rate. But lateral number per here, using wider spacing, plants produce 34% more branches. Increasing nitrogen rate increased number of laterals by 26%, and also length of lateral increase in response to using wider spacing or a higher amount of nitrogen. And this is the picture right before the harvest. So, you know, our plants grew really well, set many hops. And this is the dry weight data of hops. And it's showing that I did not have time to do statistics, but at least I can show you the trend. Increasing, well, this is the, so I put the yield data using two units. One is gram per plant. The other is kilogram per hectare. So if you look at the yield on the left-hand side, gram per plant, you can see using wider spacing, plants produce a little bit more hops. But if you look at the yield on the area basis, you can see it, narrow spacing, the yield was highest. Okay. And for nitrogen rate, it was just slight increasing trend with increasing amount of nitrogen, but I don't expect this can be statistically significant. And we also did a quality analysis, alpha acid, beta acid, and then alpha beta ratio, and also oil content. And it was, alpha acid is one of the important quality parameters, and it was within the commercial range, and it was good. Beta acid, this is kind of negative quality component. We don't want to see high beta acid. We like to see high alpha acid, which is important for bitterness, but beta acid is not something we like to have in high quantity. And it was actually lower than commercial average, which is good. So alpha-beta ratio was better than commercial average. And the total oil content was lower than the commercial average, but that might be because we had to harvest this season when the plants are still a little bit immature. We could wait a little bit longer, but because we didn't want to go into the rainy season, so we decided to harvest a little bit earlier than than the optimal timing. So the summary of this experiment, photoperiod manipulation by LED light is really critical for hop production in Florida. And it can control the timing of flowering and enables once-over harvesting and increase yield by maximizing vegetative growth before flowering. And increasing plant spacing can increase plant-based yields but decrease area-based yield. And that suggests that competition for water or nutrients in the soil. And high amount of nitrogen up to 127 kilograms, that's what we recommend. And we can grow good quality hops too. So that's very, very important because, you know, that's what brewers want. Okay, so that's what I wanted to share today. So I'd like to thank collaborators. We got a lot of support from local brewers too. And so I'd like to thank the FTAX for the funding and all the supporters, and then my lab for doing all the work. Thank you.